Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Christina
and Carmen,
and this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we watch the novelas from our childhood,
sip cafecito, and talk shit about them.
Watch with us.
Hi, everyone. This is Carmen
and Christina.
You know what? That's more natural.
Why have we been doing Christina and then Carmen?
I've always said Carmen and Christina because I was born first, so it's just the natural order of things. This just makes me think of the book I just finished reading.
Which one?
If you know, the with the gods of shade and... No, shade.
They're gangster gods. Gods of shade.
And they're petty gods. Gods
petty
of shade.
Gods of shade. No. Gods of jade and shadow. Yes.
My friend just finished reading it too, and then we both accidentally called it Gods of Shade, and we were like laughing for like 10 minutes. We're like, oh, they're shady.
They're shady ass gods.
They are gods of jade and shadow is what I was trying to say.
Yeah. Anyway, yes. What about them?
They're twins, and we're twins, and if that was us, I would be I'd be Hunkame.
No, I would be no,
because the other guy sucks.
I was born first, so I would be him,
and I would be petty ass. What's his name? Victor
Vukub.
Who's Victor?
I don't know.
The brother is Vukub. I don't know how to pronounce anything. That's the only thing that annoyed me when I was reading it, and I'm just saying it like it was in Spanish, I guess. But I don't know.
I didn't know either. I think that would be right though.
Hunkame. I think that's right though, because it has an accent at the end of the e, which means it would be a or whatever.
If we were reading it in Spanish. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to
be... anyway, that's me. I'm the Death Lord. I'm the Lord of...
Lord of Sibal.
I don't know how to say Sibal, but that's what I thought it was, because I know, like, the X is, like, a S. Like, that name, Xochitl.
How else would you look at, like, what else would it be if you're reading it? Xibalba.
Sometimes it's a ch sound.
That's when there's a T next to it.
Am I wrong?
I thought. I don't know. Okay. I don't know anything about it.
I was saying it like you were saying it either way. Yeah. Sibalba. So
anyway, you're the Lord of Sibalba. Hi, this is Carmen, the Lord of Sibalba. We're sponsored by Gods of Jade and Shadow too. Along with Mexican Gothic and Los Tacos en la Esquina. So we're talking about episode 5 of Teresa.
I can't believe we're in episode 5 already.
Shit's getting real. Real deceitful.
Yeah, should we do a deceitful? I know.
Teresa.
The two-timing ass. Oh my gosh,
yes. Do you want to do the brief summary?
Yeah, so, okay, in this episode, Teresa and Mariano get back together. They're all lovey-dovey. She enrolls in university, and then she goes to the Profe's book release party. I think those are the main things that happen. And in between, we see Aida being a desesperada. We see Rosa being annoying. We see Johnny being annoying. We see Esperanza being dumb.
That was a really good recap.
And then we feel bad for Aurora.
Very, very. Poor, poor Aurora.
Poor angelic
sweet, Aurora. Sweet Aurora.
She does not deserve this.
No, she doesn't. So we start out with them making out or making up, same thing. And Teresa tells Mariano that she never stopped loving him. They tell each other that they're all being lovey-dovey. She should never be jealous of anyone because
I only have eyes for you. I think it's true. I think
he's he is. She's not.
Yeah.
She doesn't know.
She's trash.
She doesn't know, though. Just like everyone in Teresa's life, they don't know. Yeah. And then we see Chismosa as Doña Juana peeking out.
I think she's the Chismosa de la Vinci.
Everyone has one. Yeah.
Yeah, because we even see her last episode. She's like, some couples are arguing. And she's like, oh my God, you guys are fighting again. And then, like, she's just being nosy everywhere, all over the place. Yeah. So, yeah. She's the chismosa that I've seen down.
So she goes back to the party, and like the chismosa she is, she tells everyone that they're back together.
It's like, lady, they are, but you don't know that. Like, they could just be making out. But then I was like, of course her prude ass doesn't see it that
way. Right, because she's hella prude.
If you were in a relationship with everyone you made out with, who does that?
No.
No.
Not us millennials. Because we're hoes and we're proud of it.
We're the whole generation.
Yeah. Well, we're happily married. We're not hoes anymore. Are we still hoes?
No. I'm just saying.
What is a hoe?
Retired.
Retired hoe.
Retired hoes. Yeah. That's what I call it anyway. But I'm just saying that everybody these days, like, you know, you just make out with someone at a random party. That's normal.
Yeah. Yeah. With consent. But Doña
Juana doesn't understand. Oh, of course, always. You don't have to say that. That's like a given. Or should be, at least.
We do have to say it, Carmen, because it's not a given. So Joni's like, wow, they're back together and they were so mad at each other. And you're still mad at me, Rosa.
He was so annoying. Where did I write down? Okay, so yeah, he tries to use this as a reason to mend things with Rosa. And she's like, whatever. And then he says the most bullshit fucking relationship myth, or I don't know what you call it. I guess it is a relationship myth. He's like, solo el amor verdadero lo va a perdonar todo. And I'm like, miss me with that bullshit, man. That's
yes. Yeah.
That's stupid. That's what fucking like abusers say and cheaters say, you know, to keep your ass reeled in. And well, basically what he said is true love will forgive anything, yes, right?
That's what it would translate to.
Yeah. And it's like, No, it won't. You don't have to stay with someone just because they tell you these things.
No, but although this is a novella, this is also Mexico, where women forgive everything. Men can do whatever they want to them.
Yeah. And you know what? It was like this here, too. And it's still kind of.
Really? I thought it was less.
I mean, I think less. I mean, I think more people are getting divorced now. You know what I mean?
And I feel like there's not a huge stigma around it like there is in Mexico still. Like, you leave your husband and he could have beaten you. He could cheat every chance he gets. And they're like, how can you leave him? How could you do this to him? Like,
yeah.
Excuse me, how could he do this to me? What about me?
What about me?
Yeah, no, it's true. And even, like, your parents will, like, take the cheater's side. We've seen it. We know it.
Yeah.
We know it's true.
Yep.
So then Don Armando tells Doña Teresa's mom. What is her name? Oh, Refugio, yes. Doña Refugio. That she needs to stop being a sourpuss because everything's fine.
Stop ruining
the party with your nonsense worrying about your children.
Your sourpuss face. But she really is always like this. Like,
that's why they casted her.
Sourpuss face. I think so. She has a perfect face for, like, someone annoying like that. So, he's like, don't worry. See, she's with Mariano now. We don't have to worry about the profe. And she's like, I still don't trust the profe. You know, same thing.
Same as before. And she's like, we had to let them fly without cutting their wings off. Then the next day, Don Armando is talking to Teresa right before she leaves for her first day of university.
No, she's... So I thought it was her first day of university, but she's just going to enroll.
Oh, shit. They were acting like it was her first day.
Yeah. And it's like, really? That's why I thought it was her first day. And I was like, why does she have a little tiny purse?
Yeah. Where's her backpack?
She's going to need a notebook.
She doesn't need a backpack. She's so smart.
She keeps it all
up here. But he's talking to her. He's like, if we feel too pressured by this man's deal, then, you know, you could just leave it. We'll pay for, I'll sell my soul to the devil so that you can attend this university without this man's money.
To Satan himself. Yeah. To Satanas. Doesn't it sound so funny?
I love it though. Satanas.
I wish he would have said Satanas instead of El Diablo. Al mismo Satanas. Le vendo. How do you say soul? What does he say?
Oh my God, I don't remember.
I literally just watched it and I don't remember what he said.
Mi alma.
What is soul?
Oh, okay. Le voy a vender mi alma a Satanás el mismo.
I didn't realize alma was soul. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right? Yeah, that's what he says. Yeah.
So she pretends to listen. She's like, okay, papi, oh, yeah. I will.
She's like kissing his ass. She even makes her little face. Like,
yes, that face. Yeah. Whatever, Teresa. She's not going to do it. She has plans.
No. She has plans and nothing's going to get in her way. And if anything, like we've been saying, we need to be worried about the profe at this point.
The profe, Mariano, and Aurora. We need to be worried about everybody that meets Teresa, really. She's going to burn them all. Mm-hmm. Then we go to Mariano and his dad. They're like counting money. And then it turns out that they saved up enough to pay their debt to the doctor that treated Mariano's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
at this point, Nachita walks in and he calls her Doña Nachita. So I'm going to start saying
yes,
Doña Nachita.
She is a Doña. So, although she I still is. Want to know I think maybe, what constitutes a Doña.
Oh. I think it's an older lady.
Okay, so Doña Juana shouldn't be a Doña.
Oh, wait, but she's not even that old. Damn.
Doña Nachita is, but Doña Juana is not. But yes, she enters the house.
And, so she brings the like paperwork of the lab work and exams, I guess, that the doctor wants to done on Pablito. And then Mariano like takes a look at it because you know how Mexicans are. Like you take one course and you think you're an expert on things.
Is that really just Mexicans though? Or?
Well, what I mean is when I graduated with my bachelor's in psychology, which in no way qualifies me to be a therapist. Nowhere near a therapist, even now. And the whole family was like, oh, ya tenemos terapista. And I'm like, no, we don't.
You're right.
We don't have one. Right. So that's what I mean. Just like Mariano, he was a year into, he was probably pre-med.
Well, just like me, I was a medic. I was not anything above a medic. I was qualified to.
I do it to you though. Like anything's wrong with me. And I'm like, what's wrong with me?
I was qualified to place tourniquets on people and stop bleeding and emergency medicine. And now I just take vitals. And you guys are all like, hey, what is this test for? Hey, what is this? I'm like, I don't know. I'll Google and tell you what.
What medicine should I take?
Yeah.
But you know so much. You mean every time I ask you some? No, but a lot of stuff you know.
No, you're right, right. You're right.
Yeah. But no, but we do it to you too. So.
So yes, so just like that. The Doña Chita as.
You're not Teresa.
I'm Mariano. Not Teresa. I'm not Teresa. Oh, that's better. I'm Mariano. So Doña Chita asks him to look through the paperwork. Does he really need this? Then Mariano's like, oh, yeah, it would be good. It looks like he has a really good doctor that just wants to cover all the bases. So, yes, do these tests. And then it gives her cash, the cash that they just saved up for their debt to the doctor, which is really nice. Yeah.
They're so generous and giving.
Good neighbors looking out for.
Yeah, the community that they have that Teresa wants to know part of, even though it's such a good thing. You need community.
This part. So Mariano says that the doctor has the same last name. Is that going to be important later?
I feel like it'll be important, but also it made me wonder, I guess he only caught a glimpse of him, but would he not have recognized that doctor if it is the same one that treated
him? No. They said, I wonder if it's his brother or something.
Oh, because he knows the name and it's not. Okay, yeah. He just has the same last name. Yes. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Although, it's Mexico. Everybody has the same last name.
Yeah, it's so funny. I have a coworker that every time he sees my name or my other coworker, Miguel, his name, in any show or whatever, he's like, oh, there's a Carmen in the show. And I'm like, yeah, it's a common name. And then he's like, oh, Miguel. I was watching Miguel. And they were like, yeah, it's a common name. And then like you know, we have common last names too. And so he's like, oh, they have the same last name as you. I'm like, yeah, it's a common last name.
Yeah, it's a common last name.
Back to this.
Yes, we go back to Teresa, and she's pretending to take to heart what Don Armando is saying.
And also, she's still trying to turn the dad against the mom. And she's like, oh, I wish that mom thought the same way that you did. And then he's like, she's just worried about you, blah, blah, blah.
And then she asks him to pay for Rosa's quince, and he's like, fine, just because you're asking me.
Yeah.
Then we go to Rosa trying to sneak out of the house. She's not going to get those studies. And the mom's like, no, I'm not dumb. We're going to go get these studies now. And then she's like, okay, but let me eat first. I'm so hungry. And she's like, no. These studies have to be done in ayunas. So.
In ayunas.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, why couldn't I have a mom that doesn't care? And then we go to Esperanza and Nachita. Nachita's showing her the money that Mariano gave them. She's dressed like a nurse pretending to go to work.
Going to her non-existent job.
Yep.
She's really committed to this role.
To this lie, yeah. She has to be.
I didn't even know nurses still dress that way over there. Why don't they just wear scrubs?
Scrubs are so much more comfortable. More
sanitary, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they dress like that. Maybe. I know they used to dress like that.
Yeah, there's a picture of me. Yeah.
That's the picture that made me think of.
And the cute little hat.
Yeah.
But scrubs are way more comfortable. They're like pajamas. Then we cut back to Teresa listening to the same Marco Antonio Solís song. She tells Doña Rosa that she needs to listen to the song. She needs to listen to this lesson.
Stop it. Doña Juana, Doña Rosa.
She tells Doña Juana that she needs to listen to the song. This is her lesson. I need to listen to the song so I can know the lesson.
There's really no lesson in it. I don't even know what kind of lesson she's talking about because I listened to it just the other day. And I don't know. I mean, he sings about when are they going to stop arguing and fighting? And I mean, okay, that's the chorus, but I don't remember the rest. But that's what it says. ¿A dónde vamos a parar? Something that tu actitud, because he's just complaining in the song, really, about.
Okay, yeah. So where's the lesson in this song?
I don't know. I'm gonna listen to it all again to see if I find a lesson.
Let's have a bonus episode where we break down the song.
let's analyze
and find the lesson in the song. Because it's so important to Teresa. So it's important to us. So Doña Juana, like the chismosa she is, she's like, well, dime qué pasó con tú y Mariano. Tell me everything. And then Teresa just tells her how they're back together. Now her mom will stop worrying because she's with Mariano.
Yeah. So her true colors come out, right? Because she's basically saying she got back with Mariano because of all the attention he was getting from other women, Aurora.
Yes.
And because she needed, you know, her mom to stop being on her ass about her profe. And so now she doesn't have to worry because she's with Mariano.
And this was her real reason, not because, she does love him, we know, but.
There's always another motive.
That's the word I was looking for.
I was trying to remember that word.
Yeah, it's hard. Then someone knocks and it's Mariano with flowers and like a car keychain necklace.
And I'm like, what is everyone doing, you know, at these ungodly hours of the morning bugging people at this time? I'm like, damn.
This is what a community looks like, Carmen. So if you want to be part of a community.
Forget it. I don't want a community anymore. Like, let me sleep. Let me get ready without any interruptions. She walks in. He walks in. I don't know if it's just them. I don't remember. But it's like,
it damn, is just that's them, too but much already. It's usually a lot of people just walking in and out.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no privacy.
No.
Then we go to Esperanza waiting for Aida's dad. I forgot his name again.
Ruben.
Oh, yes, Ruben. Okay, so Ruben is running, pretending to work up a fucking sweat so his wife doesn't give him shit. Like,
if this is not a red flag to her that they're still together, then what is it going to take for her to see it?
That's
right?
True, because he doesn't.
She wouldn't care if he. First of all, that's crazy to like, your partner is out on a run and then he comes back or they come back. And they're not sweaty, and then you're gonna be like, "Oh, I thought you were on a run. How come you're not sweaty?
Right? That's what's nonsense. Wrong with this?
Blah blah blah." It's like some people don't sweat.
When
that
I
much.
Don't drink enough water, I don't sweat anything at all.
Wow, I wish I was like that. I sweat a lot.
It's when I'm dehydrated and I shouldn't be exercising in the first place.
You shouldn't even be doing it.
That's when I don't sweat.
So then, yeah, she tells him about being, well, he tells her that, you know, I can't stop running, I have to work up sweat, blah, blah, blah. And then she tells him that she felt embarrassed asking the doctor to lie, which she should, because that is embarrassing as fuck. And then she tries to pay him back and he's like, no. And then here's more money. And then she's like, oh, I don't need it because Mariano let us borrow money.
And then he's
money.
Like, who the fuck is Mariano? Who's Mariano?
What the fuck?
Mariano who?
Who is this?
And he's like, you don't take money from anyone else. You're mine. Mine. Ew.
Yeah. And this is like, it's fucked up.
First of all, I'm no one's.
Yeah.
But Esperanza doesn't do that because she is his, apparently.
Yeah. She's, I don't know. What to call it?
His side piece.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. We go back to poor Aurora, right? She's telling her chauffeur that someone's picking her up. She doesn't need him to take her to school. And at the same time she's saying this, Mariano and Teresa are just like at her house giving each other cute little necklaces.
Cutie, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she,
this is so fucked up. This is beyond fucked
up. And so she picks up the taxi card that Mariano gave her and she's going to call him. She calls him. He answers, like, his taxi service saying, oh, Mariano's taxi service. That's not what he says.
Yeah.
But
similar. Yeah.
So she hangs up suddenly.
Because she's nervous.
Yeah. And meanwhile, he's at Teresa's house answering, like, oh, I don't know who just called me, but they hung up.
Mm-hmm.
So then we go to Rosa and Doña Refugio getting the blood work. And she's like, okay, you can come back on Monday for the results. For some reason, I think this means she can still compete. And so they're all happy. Yeah. She's all happy dancing around.
Well, she's all happy. Yeah.
And Doña Rufia's like, ay, no seas tan exagerada.
And she really is being exagerada. But that's how you are sometimes when you're...
Especially know, at...
teen and you're 15. Excited.
So then we go back to... where do we go? Oh, I guess we go to the college, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So now we see Teresa and Aurora and they're at the university. And okay, so first when they first showed Aurora, I thought she had like a dress on, but it's a top. And anyway, I like it, her shirt.
Okay, so we cut back to Aurora and Teresa at the college.
Yeah.
And Teresa, yeah.
And
no, Aurora's like, how are you going to pay for all this? You never told me, right?
Yeah. And so then Teresa starts telling her and then she's like, but don't judge me. Or just keep it, like, on the low because, you know, people might start talking shit and saying, like, things that are, you know, going on that they're not. Basically, they were probably, if people found out that the profe was paying for our university, then they would be saying that she's exchanging the WAP for
which, that's her plan.
That is her plan, but she just doesn't want anybody to know it.
Yeah.
And so then as she's telling her this, Paulo and Aida.
This is assholes. Probably my favorite walk part.
Her. It's funny. It's funny. So they walk towards her with some fuchi-ass faces.
¿Qué haces aquí? How dare you be here right now? And so I'm wondering, are they, well, at the time, we find out later in the episode, but I was like, are they together or why are they walking together? Do they suddenly act so like they're being
still
together?
Pretending to be together. It's like, oh my God, stop it.
Yeah. So, while Teresa and Aurora are talking about how she's going to pay and Aurora's all excited for her, that's when they walk up with their fuchi faces, like you said. Yeah. And then they're like, she tells them that she's going to be enrolling there. And then they cannot believe it. They cannot.
They're like, what? But this university doesn't offer scholarships. How could this be? And then she's like, well, I'm here. And they're like, oh, I know. Aurora's paying, or I don't know. Aurora's hired you to be her like buddy. I don't know what the hell she said. Something like that.
Yeah. So she's like, no, I'm attending here. And I know
you. Just like I told you. And basically she tells them off and she's like, and I'll get my revenge. And then Aurora's like, okay, calm down. Let's
Yeah, she's and like, oh, she and by the way, I'm still going to get my revenge on you too.
Like, don't think I forgot, fools.
This is great.
I'll get your asses.
Yeah. And then we cut to Mariano and his dad. He says he needs to talk to him. I was already guessing this is where he says,
me too,
he's going to go back to school. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we don't see that yet. Then we go back to Aurora and Teresa. And Teresa tells her part of the deal with El Profe was no distractions. Yeah. And this includes men. Mm-hmm. Right. And so Aurora's like, speaking of men,
do you really not like Mariano?
And
bitch ass, lying ass.
Teresa
is like, no, it's like, I can't even, how do you look at your best friend in the face and just like lie like this? You know what I mean? Like, this is sociopath status. Like,
yeah. And what is her end goal here? Why is she doing this? Because her revenge is supposedly going to be to Aida and Paolo. But what is her plan here? Why is she doing this?
I don't know.
Because I mean, Aurora never did anything to her.
Unless she just like has this
hatred of rich people.
All rich people. But then she wants to be like them. So it can't be that, right?
It is. It probably is.
Or is
so,
it? I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Because why else would she be doing this to Aurora? And so she's telling poor, poor Aurora to fight her fight for Mariano.
I was like, why is she telling her this? Like, it'd be one thing to say like, oh yeah, no, I don't like him, whatever. But then she's like actively encouraging her to go after him, knowing they're together. Like, why?
Yeah.
Does she just want to embarrass her? Like, does she just...
What? Yeah, exactly. What is her plan here? And she's like, and if it doesn't work out, I will be here for you.
Because she knows it won't work out, because she knows Mariano told her that he only has eyes for her, you know?
Yeah. So what the hell?
I don't know. It's all kinds of levels of fucked up. Like, imagine having a friend like that. What is that one quote?
Esa hembra es mala.
Con amigos así. Oh, no.
No, I'm just saying the song is right.
Well, I was trying to think of the other
quote. Con amigos así. True. Enemigos necesitas. With friends like these, you don't need enemies. It's easier in English.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember how it goes, but yeah.
I didn't say it right?
But it doesn't sound right, but it is what you're saying, but I'm not sure.
It's the meaning of the quote, but it's not the actual quote.
It's the spirit of the quote. Yeah.
Same energy. So then before Aurora's like, okay, tell me everything about Mariano because I do want to pursue him.
So then she runs off.
She runs off because she sees
Sister Profe.
Yes.
Whose name I found out in this episode.
What is it? I still didn't catch it.
She has an ugly ass name. Yes. It sounds like Luisa's name.
Luisa?
It's Luisa.
Oh my God. Why would you say it sounds like Luisa's name? And it's the same thing, but the girl version of Luis.
Because the girl version of Luis is hideous.
I'm sorry for any Luisas that are listening.
Carmen's being a bitch.
Carmen's being Teresa.
Is it not an ugly name?
Carmen is Teresa.
It matches Sister Profe's personality, which is bland and ugly.
Oh my God, you're just trashing on the name Luisa. I, again, apologize for all.
Do you know any Luisas? Why are you defending them?
I don't know any Luisas.
Exactly, because nobody names their kids that, because it's an ugly name.
Okay, I guess. I feel wrong in agreeing with you, though. So then we come back to El Taller, where Rosa is with her parents. And they're just like, yes, we're going to go to your competition. Only do your competition if you feel good. Obviously, she's going to lie. And be like, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. And also, they don't know the gravity of her situation because she hasn't been honest with them. So, like, you know, of course, they're not going to stop her from competing.
They don't think they need to.
Yeah.
So then she looks at Johnny. And then we cut back to...
Johnny's, like, ignoring her.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen yet.
No. So yeah, we cut back to Teresa talking to Luisa, it's a normal name. Whatever, I moved on from that.
Yeah, and she apologizes for Mariano's behavior. Sis is trying to leave. Sister Profe is like, I need to get away from you. I don't want to be near you. And Teresa's like chasing her, like, no, wait.
She's like stopping her, like, stop.
In front of her, not letting her pass by.
Yeah, like basketball, you know, when you don't want people to...
She's like blocking her. I don't know.
Yeah. That's what it's like. And so then she's trying to kiss her ass. And then Luisa's like, look, you're my brother's, you know, whatever. But that doesn't mean we need to be friends, basically.
And she's right.
She told her. She is right. And then she walks away and Teresa's pissed that she couldn't manipulate Luisa into liking her.
Yeah. She's like, look, you can be your deals with my brother. I don't need new friends. Bye, bitch. Basically. But in a nicer way because she's bland, like you said.
Yeah.
So in like an unseasoned way, she leaves.
Unseasonally, she walks away.
Unseasonally, she leaves. So we go back to Johnny and Rosa, and he's ignoring her. He's all mad about...
He's being annoying.
Yeah. He's all mad about being ignored in the first place. And he's like, we were only together for one day. Blah, blah, blah. Then, I don't know. She's like, I'm sorry.
Whatever. They make
It'll never happen. Yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I'm moving on.
I know. You're right. So then, moving on. We go back to... Oh, we cut to Mariano and Teresa having some delicious-ass looking tacos.
Tacos de la esquina.
Yeah.
Mm. She was just trashing his dates. Did he forget all about that?
Yes.
He
because
did.
Because of...
Wop.
Wop, wop, wop. Don't blame him, though. Yeah, and the tacos look good. They both start with T. I got confused.
I guess. The tacos do look good, though. He tells her that he signed back up for school, and he shows her, like, the paperwork and stuff. And then we cut to Aida and Paolo at her house. Yeah. And she's being a desesperada. She's, like, trying to convince him that they should be together for real. And he's like, no, you knew our deal when we started this. And, of course, they're still talking about Teresa because that's all they talk
about. Teresa has, like, moved on. She does not give a shit.
No fucks. Yeah. And the only thing she cares about, like, involving them is her revenge. That's
yeah, and they have no idea. I don't know. But they're so stuck on pretending to be together when they see her. But they didn't know that she was going to be there when...
I think they were just walking together because, I mean, I think they're friends.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, they're friends normally, and then they just pretend to be together when they see her.
Who the
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Which is stupid because she doesn't care.
So dumb. They have no idea that Teresa has literally not given them any thought. They're like, Teresa's living rent-free in their minds.
Yeah.
And so then Paolo leaves or something, and then Aida's mom is like at the stairs being a creep. Like, she listened to the whole conversation?
Yeah, well, first, like, yeah, she's staring at them while this is happening, like, with the judgmental face. And I would be judging.
I would be, you know, too. Yeah.
Her daughter, too. But it cuts. It doesn't go straight to that.
Her at the stairs?
Oh, well, it shows her at the stairs, but she's not talking to her
about
it. I thought that's where you were going.
I was just saying that she was at the stairs listening to the whole conversation.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Judging in Spanish.
Yeah. Judged in Spanish. Judges in Spanish.
Judges.
Judges in Spanish.
That sounds weird when you say it, though. Why do you say it like that?
I don't know.
Do I say weird, too? Judges? No. You're
judges?
Oh, my God. Just stop. Moving on. So then we're back to Teresa Mariano, and then he's talking about he wants to do better, that he inspired her to do better and want to move out of the neighborhood, but that he doesn't want to forget, you know, his roots and the people there, and he only wants to do better so that he can help them.
Which is good.
Noble.
Yeah, like, you do better, you go back, and you give back to your community, right?
You don't forget where you came from, yeah.
She's like, fuck these people, I want to forget about everyone, I already hate them all, so. What do you mean, give back to them? What is that?
Yeah.
What is this nonsense? But she doesn't say that, right? She's just, like, nodding her head, agreeing. She's like, oh, yeah, parents sacrifice for their
kids. She kind of says a little bit like that, and he's like, what do you mean and whatever, but she doesn't show her true colors
yet. Yeah, not yet.
Yeah.
So then she's like, we're going to sacrifice for our kids when we have them.
Yeah.
She's like, I can't wait to have kids with you. Whatever. Being dumb. So we go back to Esperanza and Nachita, and she says they need to go to a different hospital for all the studies because it will be cheaper and not to take any more money for Mariano. What's the real motive here? She doesn't want to go there because she doesn't want to see the doctor that she had to beg to go to keep her secret. I don't know.
The motive is that doctor, she doesn't work with that doctor.
Oh, yeah.
So she needs to find an alternative.
Yeah, you're right. She doesn't want her mom to go and be like, who are you? No one here recognizes you. What?
This girl? I don't know her.
Never seen her a day in my life. I don't know. So then she's like, you're such a good daughter. And she's like, I'm not that good.
Mm-hmm. And she's right.
Yeah. And then she's like, okay, I'm going to go look for a job. And then she's almost caught in her lie, right? Because she's like, job? Why would you look for a job? You have a job. You're dressed in your work clothes.
And she's like, well, I need something that pays better. But it's like your education and degrees in nursing. She should have just said, I'm getting a second job. Like, that would have made more sense.
Then we cut to Aida's mom.
And then she's basically trying to convince her to not be so desesperada and to have some valor, que se valore.
Yeah, she's like...
Y que no ande rogando.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, you have to play hard to get. And she's like, ay, mama, nobody does that anymore. Like, yeah, but nobody begs like you either. Stop begging.
Like, it's one thing to take initiative, you know, and asking...
Someone out, texting first, yeah, whatever. That doesn't matter.
It's another thing entirely to beg them to be with you at every second of the day.
And yeah, that's way different.
Which you should not do. Like, it's. I agree with her mom.
Yeah.
Here.
But then her mom's like,
and I would be embarrassed.
Marriage is so hard. And
she's like, and that's that your father loves me and adores me.
She doesn't know.
Although, he does not.
She should know, because otherwise, why would she get all mad if he doesn't come back sweating from a jog, right?
Yeah, she has to have, maybe like in the past, she caught him and then he promised to change and then she has believed that, but is still holding on to some stuff.
Yeah, that has to be.
Which is why she gets mad about the jogging.
Yeah, that has to be it. It's a good backstory there. So then we go back to Mariano and Teresa, and they're just talking about how they're not going to have a lot of free time to hang out and... now that they're both going to start school. So they go to La Feria. And I'm wondering, is La Feria just like always there? Is this the name of the amusement park?
It looks
park?
Like an amusement park.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because it doesn't look like a janky, you know.
Yeah, because I'm like, they just come and set up a fair and then the fair leaves. But this is permanent. So it must be just
that. It looks like, what is that place you went to? Selva Mágica?
Selva Mágica was the shit. Oh my God.
Yeah, it looks like that.
Yeah.
So then they have fun. It looks like they're having fun at the amusement park.
Yeah.
Is nice.
Yeah, they're riding go-karts, having cheesy fun. They take a new picture for her to smell. Although, because she doesn't need to do that anymore.
She does, no, but later she does, because, you know, we know what happens later. They break up, and she continues to obsess about him. And I remember, like, she hugs that teddy bear, and she looks at that picture, like, later.
I think it's in the song. Like,
that is the new picture.
In the introduction is that where I'm song. Getting it from? Yeah.
Oh.
It's, and some part.
I think you're right. Yeah.
So then we go... to Teresa's house, they're having dinner, Doña Refugio being the worried mom she is. She's like, ay, ¿dónde está Teresa? I can't believe she's not
here. The amargada that she is, the little sourpuss that she is.
Yeah. So she's like, she must be somewhere with that profesor. And then she walks in with Mariano. They're like, oh, I'll relieve. And Teresa's plan goes well. Like,
and then Johnny barges in, like, it's his house, and his dad, or, you know, Armando is like, the fuck are you doing here? And then Johnny's, like, trying to come up with some excuse, and he's staring at Rosa, like, hi, and then he's like, oh, what time do I have to work tomorrow? And then he's like, what do you mean, what time? Every time, you come at the same time every day.
Bitch, nothing has changed. Why are you in my house? Get out. Right, he's right.
He's being so mean to Johnny, though.
I would be, too. Picture Papi in that situation. He would do the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Worst problem.
I wouldn't. I would be like, hi, Joni.
Remember when those guys, like, from down the street would
try to come. That guy that we thought was, like, so hot, and he really wasn't.
He probably wasn't even that cute, right?
Kind of ugly looking back at.
Was he?
No, really? I don't know.
I don't remember. Like, I don't.
All distorted about it. I just remember he had, like, shaved head on the side and, like, a ponytail up here.
Well, yeah, that was the look.
Yeah, it was the look to have. And then he looked like a gangster, obviously, because we were in East Oakland.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, we just thought he was, like, the hottest thing ever.
The cutest.
And they would come and be like, can we fill our bike tires?
Just so we could get out of here, because he knew they were, like,
he would let them at first. It was, like, normal for him.
But then he caught on, because then they would be, like, trying to peek around, like,
be us, like, hey,
you know, sitting,
like,
in the office. Like, yeah, and then we'd waving, be, like, try to come out. And then he never let us have any fun.
Be like, no, never fill your bike tires up here again.
So he's Armando.
Yeah, he's Don Armando.
He literally is.
He is. He's a mechanic. We couldn't play him like Teresa plays him because...
Oh, no. He's smart.
Yeah.
He ain't no fool.
No. The rest of us, not important. He's just saying...
No. Yeah. So then we cut to...
We cut to El Profe's house. Him and Sis are talking. Sister Profe. She tells him, oh, by the way, I saw Teresa at the school. And he's like, oh, yes.
She's talking shit about her.
Yes. I gave her money to go enroll. So, yeah, it makes sense that she would be there. And she's like, yeah. And, you know, she was being all nice because she knows I'm your sister now. But before that.
But when she thought, yeah, when she thought I was your secretary, she's like being so mean to me and blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, I think she wants to be my friend. And then he's like, you need friends.
Oh, good. You need friends.
Clearly she does.
Yeah. But she's like, I don't know about her as a friend. I get a bad vibe from her and I don't want her in this house. And he's like, well, too bad. This is where I need her.
I know.
It's why? Like,
what? Why? So he can seduce her. Yeah, that's why.
We cut to Teresa's house. Doña Juana brings a fancy leotard for...
Oh, wait. Well, at the same scene where Profe is like, whatever, I need her at her house. In fact, I'm inviting her to my book release party.
Oh, yeah.
And then Luisa's like, fuck.
Fuck.
And that's, yeah. That's the thing that happens there.
Yeah. So then we go to...
We're back to Teresa's house.
And she brings the leotard and it's really fancy. It's nice. It has flowers and stuff.
Embroidery and shit.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Then we go back to... And
they go back and forth all the time. It's annoying.
Yeah. This is where Teresa interrupts a meeting at the profe's house. She just walks in and he's like, get out to the person he's there with.
It's like, poor lady.
Right. Okay, bitch, leave.
Out.
Leave my presence. Bye. Teresa's here. So she's like, here's the receipt for the tuition. He's like, no, this wasn't necessary. And then she's like, I want to start studying right away. And he gives her a list of books to read and then invites her to the book reading and then says, it's tomorrow at 4, which happens to be.
And she's like calculating in her head, like, oh, shit, I can't go to the competition. But it's like a brief thought. And she's like, I'll come.
Yeah, she doesn't give it much thought.
She doesn't give two shits about Rosa's competition, which I mean,
she doesn't even bring it up.
She fainted.
Yeah. And I bet that if she would have been like, oh, my sister has a very important competition, maybe it would have been like, oh, that's fine. No, I don't know.
I don't think he would have, because he told her no distractions.
Including your family.
That includes family.
Yeah, you're right. So then fuck her sister. She says she'll be there. So then we cut back to Esperanza and Mariano. She says,
and she has his money.
Yeah, she gives it back because she now has
Ruben's money.
And let's see, she doesn't need the money. She's just super worried about Pablito. They hug and stuff, and then that scene's over.
Yeah, because basically she's telling him to not tell her mom about the money that she's paying him back, because of course mom doesn't know how she's getting this money, and she's spinning a web of lies that is going to catch up to her pretty soon.
She's not good at it.
That's what she's doing.
She's not Teresa,
and I think that's why she's so worried.
Yeah.
She's not actually worried about her. Well, she probably is worried about her brother, but she's also worried about getting caught.
Yeah.
And then so Mariano comforts her and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Then we go to Teresa telling Mariano about the profe's thingy. Mariano's like, you're seriously going to miss your sister's thing. And Teresa's like, no, I can do both. These things take so long. So I'll just go to the book signing and then I'll leave the book signing. Then I will go to the competition.
Which I could imagine they do, though, because I remember I used to get annoyed when we would go see Luis wrestle, and it's not the same sport, of course, but
same energy.
It's so long, and then finally it's his match, or whatever they're called.
And then it lasts, like, 5 seconds.
Are they matches? And then it was over, and then he didn't go again until, like, 2 hours later, and we were just there all day. I was like, oh, my God. And of course, I still went, whatever. I didn't have anything else to do on Saturday mornings other than sleep.
Yeah, yeah. But we were there to support him, because we're not like Teresa, right?
Because we're good sisters. We're not Teresa.
No, we're not Teresa. Not in this case. So, yeah, Mariano's all mad. He gets his phone out. He's like, call the guy now. Tell him you're not going. She's like, of course I'm going. They're arguing, but then they make up.
I thought he would be, like, more jealous. But if anything, he's more, like, annoyed with her about the fact that she's putting her family, like, not as a priority.
Yeah, he's, like, so disappointed in her.
Yeah.
Mad about it, though. Then we go to Teresa's house. It's the next day, I think. And Teresa or Rosa's like, oh, okay, who's going to do what first? Are you going to do my makeup? And then mom is going to do my hair. And then she's like, your mom's going to do both.
How's she going to look? We've seen Doña Refugio's makeup. Trash.
Trash, yeah. And Rosa's crying. She's like, but you said you would go. And Teresa's like,
she's been hella childish.
She's
like,
15.
Oh my God, get over it. But then I remember that she's
15.
And this
15, is her sister that she thinks loves her the same way, but she doesn't.
She does not.
No. So she's like, look, life's a permanent competition, so entre ser o no ser, tú eres.
And you know what I was thinking, because we've said this quote a few times, but how would you translate this in English?
Oh, you know, I was thinking the same thing. From people that are and people that are not, you are. No? Between being it and not,
and not being it,
it, you are.
You are it.
You are it, honey. Right?
I get it, girl. Yeah, something like that.
Without.
But with more power.
More power, yeah, like a... Oh my God. Why do we say it like that?
It's my fault. So we cut to Profe's house, and Sis wanted a lot of yellow flowers. There's no yellow flowers. She's like, these are shit flowers. Where are my yellow flowers?
Fuck these flowers.
Yeah. And then...
So then Teresa invites herself in and starts helping.
Yeah. And okay, so why is the banner fucking on the second floor where no one's going to see
it? Why would it... That makes zero sense.
Teresa's like, why didn't you put the banners down here? And she's like, wow, that was so helpful. Why the fuck were the banners... Thank
you
so much.
I would have never thought of that myself. It's like, clearly you need some help. What?
Why are you even designing this thing? Because you put the banner in the wrong place, dumbass. Does it make sense? So then we go back to Teresa's house. Don Armando's like, hey, where's Teresa? And then Johnny walks in and he's like, why are you in my house again? What the hell? He's like, hey, I'm just here to support Rosa. He's like, why?
Yeah. Yeah. Hilarious.
So then we go back to Profe's house. He's giving his speech, shaking hands, and then Ruben is there.
Oh, and guess who's there?
Oh, my bad.
I was trying to say that bird.
You wanted to lead up to it in like a good way. And I was just like,
yeah.
Ruben is there. I ruined that moment.
You did. Wow.
Shame.
You can't just jump into things.
Right. Yeah. We need to create suspense.
Anyway, guess who was there? It was Ruben.
And Arturo introduces Ruben to Teresa.
I was like excited because like Esperanza's web of lies now
is complete.
It's full circle.
Yeah. Teresa.
Because you know Teresa's like recognizes
me. She knows exactly who this is.
I feel like I know you from somewhere. Like,
no, I would remember such a beautiful woman.
Of course he's flirting with her. And I'm like, wow, you don't want what's her name? Esperanza to get money from her neighbor who is just trying to support her. But you're over here flirting with Teresa, like
yeah. Teresa knows too.
Oh yeah.
Because according to Esperanza's talks with Teresa in the past, she's like, oh, he loves me so much. He's not with his wife anymore. Blah, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. But Teresa knows, yeah, she knows that's Aida's dad. I feel like maybe the revenge will have something to do with this.
I feel like it will.
Because Arturo emphasized. I feel like it will. Arturo, Profe said, this is Aida's dad. She went to school with you. Like he said it like twice.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I've seen you with my friend.
I can't wait until this unravels.
Yeah. And he's being creepy, staring at her all weird, complimenting her looks.
Checking her out.
Gross. She's being gross.
Yeah.
Then we go to the gym. Rosa's like, I have to go get dressed. And Teresa still isn't
Where's
here.
Where's Teresa?
¿Dónde está Teresa? Yeah.
And the family's like, don't worry, she'll come. But then when she leaves, they're like, oh my God, we're so worried. Where's Teresa?
Because yeah. Where is she? She's,
yeah, she's busy.
She's flirting with Ava's dad. Oh, no. We go back to the party, right? And Arturo's giving her a signed book, right? And then she... Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no way. And she like...
Grabs his hand.
Flirting with him, basically. Yeah. Grabs his hand. And he's like... He's like, oh my God, she's touching me.
Yeah, she grabs his hand. She's like, no, let me read it first. And then we can take notes with it together. But while she's saying that, she's still holding his hand and like rubbing it.
Like intensely staring at him. And he's like, oh my God.
Oh my God, she's touching my hand. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm going to go put this in my journal. Yeah.
That's what it seems like his reaction.
He's the prize speaking like, really, guy.
He is.
So shocked. This is the next step in her master plan to play him. And he has no idea what's coming.
And this is how it ends, this episode. Mm-hmm.
Things are happening. Things are ramping up. Esperanza is going to get caught in her web of lies. Poor Aurora's getting played. Mariano's getting played. El Profe's getting played.
Teresa's playing them all.
Yeah, she's controlling them like a little puppet. Her little puppets.
Yeah.
And then something's going to happen to Rosa at the competition.
I feel like she's going to faint.
It's going to be worse. It'd be bad.
I vaguely remember
it's going to be bad.
What's worse than fainting?
Dying.
She's not going to die, though.
No, you're probably right. I don't remember.
Maybe she'll finally faint midair.
Right?
The twirl thing. Like
she's going to be spinning. Just let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be pretty good. Johnny's going to run out and try to do CPR.
And then
Teresa arrives.
Like, why are you trying to save my daughter?
Don Armando, why are you saving my daughter? Yeah.
I'm just trying to help.
We should write the novella. Shit. Rewrite Teresa. We should work on a better translation for Entre ser o no ser. Tú eres. Yo soy.
Well, we'll stick to the normal one.
Yo soy. Yeah. Well, because I was saying it, how she tells
Rosa. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to our recap of episode 5 of Teresa.
make sure to watch episode 6 of Teresa for our recap.
So you can join us as we talk shit. And recap it, I mean.
Recap and talk shit.
And talk shit.
About episode 6, yes. Give us 5-star reviews.
Yes.
Tell your friends about us if you're enjoying it. If they love novelas and they love Teresa, because Teresa is like one of the best, right? Then, yeah, spread us.
Spread us? It's horrible.
Spread the love.
Don't spread us.
This is what I meant. Oh, man. What the fuck? It was bad. You're right. Oh, shit. Spread the name?
Share
us.
Share us.
Yes, share us. Yeah.
Tell your neighbors. Tell your neighborhood chismosa because she'll tell everyone.
Yes. Tell the Doña
Juana. Juana of your neighborhood. Yeah,
because she'll tell everyone about us.
Follow us on our social media. What are we? Novelas con Cafecito, all together on Instagram. Also on Facebook. No, they're separate words on Facebook.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Twitter, we're Novelas. No, Cafe.
Oh my God.
What are we on Twitter?
You obviously.
I don't go on Twitter. I don't know.
We're Novelas con Cafe on Twitter. All this is on the show notes. You can find us, tweet us, follow us, like us, whatevs.
On the tubes as
and
well.
Yeah, we're on the YouTubes as well if you want to find blooper videos and little extra tangents and whatnot, which I still haven't posted, but I will one day. All right, thank you. Remember, entre ser y no ser, tú eres. I am.
Wow, we said it at the same time without practicing. I told you we didn't need to practice.
I felt like you said it after.
No, it was at the same time.
Sure.
You'll see.
Okay. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.